Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
All right, Shauna, let's talk about fake resting.
So fake resting is when the rest of your family is legitimately resting. They're like watching TV, they're doing puzzles, they're playing games on their phones, whatever. They're doing whatever they want to do. And you look like you're doing that. You've got your pajamas on maybe, you've got a cup of coffee in your hand, it's a Saturday morning. But on the inside, your internal engines are just a mile a minute, and you're thinking, and then I can fold this laundry, and then I can clean out this closet, and then I can run to the store and get this birthday present, and then I can get these 10 emails done. And so the illusion is we're all just having a lazy day. But if they're all resting, and then when they're rested and ready to go on to something else, you snap at every one of them because all you want is a moment of peace. And they look at you like, we've been having hours of peace. What have you been doing?
Yeah.
And so I realized a lot of times the opportunity is there for me to rest, for me to leave things undone, for me to lower the stress level in our house a little bit, for me to choose a less complicated path. And I'm the one that keeps choosing the complicated to-do list, push, push, push way of living. So the bad news is, you know, I create that myself. The good news is if I create it, I can uncreate it. And so that's what I've been working on. I've been working on taking lessons from my husband and my boys that when they're resting, I let myself rest too. Mm. Instead of running circles around them, trying to get done 1,000 invisible tasks that'll eventually leave me resentful and exhausted.
So when you were fake resting and everyone else was really resting, when they wanted to do something, you weren't ready to do it because you hadn't gotten your rest yet.
Oh, absolutely. I looked at them like, oh, you're antsy? Oh, you want to do something?
Yeah.
I've been knocking myself out all morning.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to have to talk about tools in order to help improve our lives. And I think you've got some for us. What are some tools you've personally used on your own journey?
Well, again, I would say silence has been a big part of it.
Let me write that down. Silence. Okay.
One of the things that really helped me was talking with the most important people in my life about these changes that I wanted to make, partially because I wanted their accountability. I wanted them to remind me that this is the path I wanted to stay on, but also because I wanted to shift their expectations of me. You know, if I was kind of the one who never said no, who was always willing to do one more thing, who would always take on one more project, I needed to give them sort of an orientation like, hey, I'm trying to live a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And you might experience this difference. It might be kind of frustrating, and that's
mm-hmm.
okay. But bringing people into the process early was really, really helpful for me. Again, both to provide a little accountability and also just so that they understood the changes. That was a really helpful thing.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.